Here with me in this interview, I'm speaking with Tim Elliott. And Tim, first of all, tell me what you do for Kruger Seed.
I'm a regional business manager for Kruger Seed, and that means I manage a group of our district sales managers and cover about 2.5-3 states.
Well, we've got a great field day going on here, this technology showcase here north of Des Moines. Before we talk about that, though, I keep seeing university champions everywhere. What does that mean?
University Champions is our tagline at Kruger Seed, and the reason we chose that is we spend a lot of effort in making sure that we test all of our products with third-party testing. We work with all the universities. Most of them have trials out on an annual basis, and we work with them, and we also work with the first trials, and really focus on making sure that whatever we sell works and is tested third-party individually.
Well, as you look at this event taking place here, how would you describe the attendance and, if anything, the sort of mood of the growers who are out here today?
Excitement is the word that comes to my mind. There's a lot of growers that are here, a lot of our dealers here. They're excited about what they're seeing. You know, we're focused on things like Roundup Ready to Yield, the new Roundup Ready soybeans is coming out, and the 7-11%'s got a lot of eyebrows going up. We have had a great success the last couple of years on VT3, and folks here are learning why is that better, as well as, you know, focused on the improvements that we've seen in our breeding process. So we're excited about molecular breeding, what that's brought to our customers, and they're excited in return.
I know that you've got quite a few demonstration plots here, but there have been some weather challenges in this area, and from what I've heard and even had a grower tell me this to them, this knowing that and seeing how well some of the crop looks out here kind of helps demonstrate how some of these products are able to withstand what Mother Nature can throw at it.
Yeah, in fact, at one of the stations today, we're talking about just the yield trend line over the last 40 years, and we've noticed that early on, trends seem to be, from a yield standpoint, very erratic in corn. You may have one year where it looked great and the trend was going up, and then the bottom would fall out the next year. Since the era of biotechnology has come, we really noticed that band is tighter. So even in years in the, you know, where you have a drought or you have rain events that are unexpected, we seem to see that yield staying closer to that trend line, which in turn has accelerated upwards. So the whole new genetic packages, protection packages from the technologies really tightened up that volatility in yields, and I think growers are responding to that in a real positive way.
Anything else you'd like people to know about the event that you're holding here in Iowa today?
Well, it's one of about 10 events across the Corn Belt we're doing. Like I said earlier, the excitement level is really good, and it's because there's new technology. You know, folks are sitting at home thinking that they went to a field day a year ago or 2 years ago, and they don't need to go for a while. They're probably mistaken. It's going to be where farmers are going to need to get out every year, and that's why we require our dealers to get to these things so they can be really up and current on all the new technology, because it's changing so rapidly, it's hard to keep up.
Well, thank you very much, Tim, for taking a couple minutes to talk with me here at this technology showcase. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.